Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And I'm on my way to Israel again. And it seems like I was just there, for I was there all, the end of March and the first part of April. And I took a little extra time at the end of the trip after we'd finished with the tour and went for a week to the Dead Sea, Yam HaMelech, a place I like to go and rest. And while I was there resting, someone emailed to me a YouTube sermon by David Wilkerson. Now this was, I didn't know it, but this was just a short while before David Wilkerson went to be with the Lord, for he, you remember him from Crossing the Switchblade and witnessing to those gangs in New York City and then pastoring a great big church in New York City. But he was from Texas, and in a car wreck in Texas, he was killed. So I didn't know it when someone sent me the YouTube, and the YouTube sermon, you could get it yourself, was called Preparing for the End of All Things. Now, I knew David Wilkerson some years ago. He had quite a vision and even a frightening vision. This was back in the 70s, about things that were going to happen into the United States. And Buddy Harrison, I remember hearing him say this, because the great fear came into people. And Buddy Harrison, Brother Hagin's son-in-law, Pets, his daughter's husband, he said, and I figured that what he said, he had probably heard from Brother Hagin. Now, I can't swear to that, but I can tell you this is what Buddy said. And I believe he probably would have gotten it from Brother Hagin. He said, the prophet is without doubt a prophet, David Wilkerson. But the timing is not for right now. And so that was the 70s, and we see that the timing was not for just right then. And even probably some of the things David Wilkerson saw would be over into the tribulation period. But when someone sent me this YouTube by David Wilkerson, Preparing for the End of All Things, I thought, well, he's probably seen something. He's going to tell us, you know, maybe get some food, do this, do that, store up water. And I believe he did have some ideas along those lines about the storing up a 30-day supply, which is not going to hurt anybody. I mean, we've had three-week ice storms here where you needed some water in your house. So, but not through any fear, not through anything that's going to happen. But anyway, I watched the YouTube while I was there. And he used this scripture in 1 Peter chapter 4. I should have told you that at the beginning so you could find it in your Bible. And we're going to look at it the rest of this week. Verse 7, he used this as his theme. The end of all things is at hand. He said, that's pretty bold. Peter just said, the end of all things is at hand. And he said, this is what David Wilkerson said, if it was at hand, then it's even nearer now. Now, I would say about that, that Peter was exactly the prophet who told us in 2 Peter that it would be 2 days until the coming of the Lord, till Jesus returned. And he himself pointed to the fact that 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years. So the last days actually when Moses went to heaven and received from God what he did, the Ten Commandments and other things, the Lord spoke to him about a 6-day work week, that God had a 6-day work week to recreate the earth as we know it now, and that Adam had a 6-day work week. He gave Adam a 6-day work week to see what he could do within the earth. Adam sold out to the devil. And so the devil moved in on Adam's lease. And the 6 days that it's been here since Adam, the curse has been upon the earth. And we're living at the last of the 6 days, about to go over into the 7th day, the millennial reign. So those 6 days of the 6-day work week are divided up by the Jews, and were by Moses, into 3 parts. The first 2 days, the first 2,000 years, the days of chaos. The next 2,000, then the law came. And the next 2,000 years are the days of the law. The Messiah was prophesied to come on the 4th day. We know that he did, the end of the 4th day. And the last 2 days are called the end of days. That's what the Hebrew calls them, the end of days. and they are also called the latter days. And as God sees time, they are 2 days. As we see time, they are 2,000 years. So Peter was living at the beginning of those 2 days. We're living at the end of them. And so Peter could well say, and we can say it even more now, the end of all things is at hand. And then we are told what to do. We have instructions what to do if the end of all things is at hand. And I was so amazed at the way and the precious pathos with which David Wilkerson taught this. He said, it doesn't tell you to be fearful. It doesn't tell you to do this and gather up food or doing that. It tells you, be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer, and above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. And if you go on the YouTube and watch David Wilkerson, you'll see with what stress he gave above everything else, have fervent, red-hot love for each other. And so that's our instruction in the last days. But we're going to start right now with some of the first instruction that was also given at the same time. The end of all things is at hand, but be ye sober. Well, what does that mean? The Amplified throws a little bit of light on that. The end and culmination of all things has now come near. Keep sound-minded and self-restrained. Sound-minded and self-restrained. That's what we're not, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, I'm telling you how you can be sound-minded. You can keep your mind steeped in the Word of God. You can watch and read what the prophet said. You can read all the wonderful letters, especially of the New Covenant, New Testament to the New Testament church, and your mind will be sound. You will have the mind of Christ and not the mind of someone who is ignorant of the things that are happening in these last days. Those kinds of folks, their hearts will fail them for fear of looking around, seeing what all has happened. But it says, no to you, you be sober, you be sound-minded, and keep your mind alert, and don't be drunken, even, can be included in that. But sound-minded. Now, number two, it says, watch. Watch unto prayer. And this is how the Amplified says that. Keep sound-minded and self-alert, self-restrained and alert, therefore, for the practice of prayer. Keep alert because God needs you praying. Here at Prayer Mountain, we have United Prayer, streamed prayer live every Wednesday. We invite you to look on the archives if you've never been able to join us by DVD, the streaming, the live streaming, and then maybe the next Wednesday you will be wanting to live stream with us. But we stay alert. We watch what is happening in the world so we can be alert to pray about it. Jesus told us to watch. He said, you watch the fig tree. I'm getting ready to watch them really closely. I'm getting ready to take a group of 80 people there. You watch the fig tree. And you watch all the trees, all the other nations of prophecy. When they come into their prophetic place, then you know, he said, that the kingdom of God is about to be established upon the earth, as has long been promised. Well, what do we watch? We watch Israel. Actually, I am making this on Wednesday, June 1st. You know, we tape these and you get them a little bit delayed, but not too much. This is June 1st, 2011, and this is Jerusalem Day. 44 years ago, 1967, after a short but violent six-day war, Israel broke through and received Jerusalem again united for the first time since Jesus spoke those words in Luke 21. When he said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down. He was speaking and prophesying of when Jerusalem would be, when the temple would fall. And in Luke 21, he said, and Jerusalem, the people will be carried off captive. And they were. The Jews were carried off around the world. But he said, Jerusalem shall be under, trodden down by the nations, the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. He meant Gentile rule in Jerusalem. And in 1967, 44 years ago today, Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jews. And so we are told here, when the end of all things are at hand, watch so you can pray. So we watched today and we prayed for Jerusalem. We prayed for the wholeness of Jerusalem. We read Psalm 122 and prayed for Jerusalem. He also told us to watch the nations. I've been watching closely for a long, long time. We've known that Ezekiel 36 on, actually 35 on, is prophetic, and we've watched those things come to pass. But Ezekiel 38 and 39 speaks of a war that most Bible prophecy teachers agree has never happened. And most Bible prophecy teachers agree that the leader of this, it tells of something, an invasion that's going to happen in what the Bible calls in verse 8, Ezekiel 38, 8. After many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. So it's an invasion that's going to come into Israel in the end of days, is what it literally says, or the latter years, it's translated in the King James. And in verse 16, God says, you shall come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land, and I will bring you against my land, that the nations may know me when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. So this great invasion that's going to happen, God's going to let it happen. In fact, he's behind it. And then he's going to bring them down there and judge them himself, and with hailstones and other ways win the great battle. Now, we've watched this for some years. Most of us know that that Russia is going to be the driving force behind this. They have allies. The number one ally, verse 5, is Persia. That's Iran. Russia and Iran never had agreements before 1990s. And in 1992, Russia made an agreement to build a nuclear power plant in Iran. So we have watched as Russia and Iran have become allies, especially in making Iran nuclear. But I want to talk to you today about something that's just recently happening. Togarma is one of the allies, and that is Turkey. Turkey, when it became independent under a man named Ataturk. And Ataturk was determined that Turkey was going to be secular. It wasn't going to be hard-lined Islam. It would be a Muslim nation that was aligned with the West. Even it was friends with Israel. Until just last year. And just last year, Turkey did an about-face. And Turkey now has come in line to be one of the allies against Israel, as the prophet Ezekiel prophesied 3,500 years ago, 2,500 years ago. So folks, we're watching. The end of all things is at hand. He told us to watch. We're watching Bible prophecy. We're watching what the prophets say, a light in the dark place. Shalom until tomorrow. This is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain.